There is a huge turnout from member states, and especially the civil society. They actually have their own conference rooms, where they are discussing the possible means they can push for their governments to be able to be accountable and also to be able to be transparent.
And looking at these funding efforts, what are some of the challenges?
The major problem, looking at some of the member states that managed to present today, the main problem, which was mainly facing Africa, like a recent study, it was saying that 100 billion in Africa is going out like illicit financial flows. And this is a result of not good governance from side of governments in Africa, and issues of corruption, issues of not being able to reform their taxes. Those were some of the major problems that have been happening in Africa.
What about the ordinary person on the ground? Do they know about these sustainable development goals and what is being done?
I'm not sure now with the time and the September, which is around the corner, where these goals are going to be adopted. Are people going to be aware, or maybe people are going to be aware of all these goals when they start their work on the 1st of January 2016, which means we are still behind. If we had initially started this whole process in 2012, when these goals were put into action, that people have to contribute and take part, I don't think we would be at a problem. Now we are looking at the issue of sustainable development goals, that people do not understand them.